Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for April 26, 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we have the lines open soliciting prayer requests. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Parrish Rembert Sr.
Good evening to all on the line this evening, especially our facilitator, Cynthia, and our ministers of First Baptist Church. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this another day that you allowed us to be in the land of the living. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us down through the years. And thank you for last night's sleep and rising this morning. And we thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and all that you are doing right now. And we praise your holy name because truly you are worthy of all of our praises. We pray tonight for our First Baptist family, our spiritual leaders, and our government leaders. And Lord, I pray for all who is in decision-making positions, praying, Lord, that you will touch them and let them know, Lord, that you are God and that you can do all things. And we thank you, Father God, for raising the sick and comforting the dead. And we ask you, Lord God, to continue to be with us. Lord, we come this evening confessing that we are living in a sick land. And Lord, our land needs healing. We pray, Lord, that you will come and heal our land from all this shooting, stabbing, and Lord God, and pray that you will continue to keep your hedge of protection around our young people. Protect them, Lord, from all harm and danger. And Father God, we best thank you for this prayer line, this prayer service. We thank you for each and every one who takes time out at this hour to join in and lift up your name and give you praise, because truly we are worthy, you are worthy of all of our praises. And we ask you, Father God, to continue to be with us. We thank you for what you've already done. Lord, you are a good God, and you bless us in spite of us. And Lord, and we know that, Lord God, some of the things that you do for us, we don't deserve, but you do anyway. And we thank you because, Lord, we know that we can't make it without you. We need you at all times. We ask that you would just continue your blessing upon us. Bless this service. Bless the ones who make it possible that to help us to get on the line, Father, every night, and Lord God, and to help us to continue on to praise your holy name. And Father God, we ask that you be with us as we search for a new pastor. Keep us, Lord God, keep our minds on in the same direction. Lord, help us to be able to do the things that need to be done to make this happen and whether it will come out the way it should. We thank you, and we praise your holy name. We ask that you bless our pastor, Reverend Young. Lord, continue to keep him under your protective care. We pray for our pastor emergence. Pray, Lord, that you will bless him and continue to watch over him and keep him strong and healthy. We thank you, Father God, and we praise your holy name. We ask that you bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Family and friends, I have a prayer request. Alex Saxton, one of the seniors, graduating seniors at First Baptist, is having surgery today on his shoulder. Please keep the entire Saxon and Hardman family lifted up in prayers of good health and deliverance. We will now have a scripture reading coming from Sister Valerie Drucker.
Good evening. I will be reading from the book of Matthew, 6th chapter, 9th through 13th verses. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. May God forever bless the reading of his word.
Deaconess Brenda Roberson will now lead us in prayer.
Good evening, First Baptist and friends. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you with praise and thanksgiving through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I ask you to forgive us from all our sins, known and unknown, and purify our hearts, God. Lord, I ask you to give us total deliverance from all sicknesses, diseases, and pain. May you release your healing power into our bodies and allow all of us to walk in divine health. I plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves, our families, our homes, schools, and workplaces. Lord, I ask a special blessing upon Deacon Cecil Dryden and Brother Alex Saxton. You know what they're going through, Lord. I ask you to heal their bodies from head to toe. We praise you in advance for your blessings, Lord, and I ask you to prosper us and dispatch your angels to watch over us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our closed mic prayer.
Thank you.
Deacon Bruce Roberson will now lead us in prayer.
Good evening, First Baptist friends and visitors. I come tonight just being thankful that we could have another prayer meeting tonight. And it's been a difficult time, and I was directed to this passage of Scripture. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are all-powerful and all-caring, Father. Father, we come tonight to just praise your name. We're so grateful, Father, to be here tonight as a collective body in Christ, looking to you, Lord, for you always there with us, Father. We thank you, Father, for just the gift that you gave us through your Son, Jesus Christ, that he came to save this world. And Father, we are so grateful that you gave us that love. You loved us that much, Father, and we're just so grateful and thankful tonight that we can call on the name of Jesus. And tonight we call on his name that we can just be together in unity with one, Father. Father, you brought us through so many things. You brought us out of so many things, Father. You brought us over so many things. You brought us under so many things, Father. You just carried us through all of these turbulent times, Father. And we just owe it all to you, God. You get the glory out of whatever it is that we've been able to accomplish. And whatever we accomplish, Father, is not much. But it's through you, Father, that we owe everything to. For we need you, Father, tonight and every day, Father. We just come to just lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, we just have so much on our hearts tonight. But the main thing that we want to know is that we love you because you loved us first, Father. Keep us, Father, in your care. Direct us, lead us, and guide us, Father. We know that our young people are struggling all around the world. We know that the devil is trying to be busy, but Lord, we have faith and we have confidence that you will see us through. God, we just know that right now there's some health issues out there. A lot of folks are just having so many trying situations. But God, you are in control. You know you're the doctor. You're the lawyer. You're the counselor. You do all things through you, Lord. And we just want to return our focus tonight on what you have done in our lives. It's not easy just getting up every day, just going through the motions. We don't want to take it for granted, Father, what Jesus did. And we want to help others, Father, that we may be able to just be strong in each other. Lift up one another, Father. That's what we have to do. Encourage one another. And, Father, as we get ready for this message tonight, Father, prepare our hearts and minds that the message will set our hearts on hallelujah fire. Be with the speaker tonight, Father. Be with the messenger, Lord. Let us receive a word tonight that we can carry with us for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, and wherever we go. Father, we're just so grateful tonight just to be here and to call on you. God, I know that it's difficult, but we know that we have a lot to do, Lord, and we ask that you strengthen us because our joy comes through the strength that you give us. And that's why we have to rejoice in the midst of everything, God, and we're just so thankful that we can just do this again and again. And, Father, we ask that you look in on all the members of this church, church family, and extended family, Father. You know what they need, Lord. Cover them and keep them, Father. We pray for our interim pastor, the Reverend Young. Keep him sharp, Lord. Keep him fortified, Lord. Let him keep us together and move us forward, Father. And we ask that you continue to just help our pulpit committee as they search for a permanent pastor, Lord. There's so many concerns, but the main thing, Father, is that we love you, and you know, we know that you love us. So So it's that love that we want to extend to everybody on this line and everywhere we go, Father. For it's in Jesus' name that I ask this prayer and all blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Christine Easterling, who is a Dean of Christian Education, a retired vice principal, and an author of 4 books, one of which is Miracles of Jesus.
Friends,
I am proud to share my message with you this evening. Let's explore what we mean when we say the Lord's Prayer. I want everyone to say our.
Our.
We cannot say our if we keep our faith to ourselves and never share it with others. I want everyone to say Father.
Father.
We cannot say Father if we do not demonstrate and live our relationship with the Father from day to day in a confident way, not afraid of what others might say. Say, who art in heaven?
Who art in heaven?
We cannot say who art in heaven if we are so occupied with the earth that all we care about are the distractions of this world. Say, hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
We cannot say, hallowed be thy name, if we who have been called by name do not try to be holy. Say, thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
We cannot say thy kingdom come if we are not doing our part to make his kingdom present in this world. Say, thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
We cannot say thy will be done if we are resentful of or disobedient to his will for us. Say, on earth as it is in heaven.
On earth as it is in heaven.
We cannot say on earth as it is in heaven if we are not prepared to devote our lives here on this earth to his service. Say, give us this day our daily bread.
Give us this day our daily bread.
We cannot say, give us this day our daily bread if we do not hunger for the spiritual nourishment of his word in us each day. Say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
We cannot say forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us if we harbor a grudge against anyone. Say, lead us not into temptation.
Lead us not into temptation.
We cannot say, lead us not into temptation if we deliberately place ourselves in a position to be tempted. Say, deliver us from evil.
Deliver us from evil.
We cannot say deliver us from evil if we are not prepared to fight evil by responding to through the power of prayer. Say, thine is the kingdom.
Thine is the kingdom.
We cannot say thine is the kingdom if we are not willing to obey him as our king. Say, thine is the power.
Thine is the power.
We cannot say thine is the power if we fear what others may think or do. Say, thine is the glory.
Thine is the glory.
We cannot say thine is the glory. We are seeking glory for ourselves only. Say, forever.
Forever.
We cannot say forever if our dreams are limited only to this world and all its lures. Say amen.
Amen.
We cannot say amen if we do not truly believe God is our Father. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Easterling, along with Sister Ducker. I will never think of the Lord's Prayer the same way again. So thank you for blessing me. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds so that we can show appreciation for Sister Easterling and her message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds. Please try to quiet all background noise.
Thank you so much. And I pray that everyone will seek and pray to believe in the word of God to help us in time of trouble.
Our First Baptist Church prayer service recordings are now available for your listening pleasure. On behalf of the IT, Communications, and Prayer Service Ministries, and in honor of Reverend Tucker, the prayer service recordings for 2021, 2022, and 2023 have been published and are available on www.fbcwdc.org. They are also listed under the prayer tab on the church's homepage. The recordings for 2023 will be published at the end of each month. January through March are currently available. April will be available shortly. Please contact me directly should you have any questions or concerns. My phone number is 202-997-7516. And I do want to acknowledge that there's a typo in the attachment that went out with our pastor's weekly letter to the church. The church's web site address is www.fbcwdc.org. And there's a period between FBC and WDC, so that's incorrect. I also want to make sure that I lift up Sister Charlena Brooks for assisting me in this endeavor. When you see Sister Brooks in church or in the street, please make sure that you show her your appreciation for she is our webmaster, and she makes it possible for our congregation or anyone to access information on our church's website. The First Baptist Church Christian Education Ministry invites you to take advantage of this educational opportunity. What is that opportunity, you ask? It is the Baptist Educational Congress 80th Annual Session Courses. These courses are virtual, and they take place May 8th through the 12th at 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. nightly. For course descriptions and registration, please visit www.baptistconventiondcvicinity.com/Christian Education. This information is also shared in the pastor's weekly letter to the church. FBC Virtual Health Ministry and the First Baptist Senior Center would like to invite you to a Memorial Day cookout and yard sale that will take place on Thursday, May 25th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 715 Randolph Street. That would be the Senior Center across the street. There will be free food, music, games. They'll also have giveaways. There'll also be health information and blood pressure screenings. So there'll be fun, fun, and more fun. For more information, please call 202-765-2513 or 202-723-4313. We will now have remarks and prayers from Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III.
Good evening, good evening, my First Baptist Church family and friends, all who are joined with us tonight on this wonderful prayer call. We thank God for all who have rendered prayers and scriptures. Certainly thank God for our moderator, Sister Tinsley, and certainly we are grateful for the message tonight by Sister Easterling. Never heard the Lord's Prayer broken down like that. So thank you to her and Sister Ducker for reminding us just how powerful that prayer is that the Lord gave to his disciples and to us as we look toward him and trust him in all that we do. All that you heard, please make sure that you govern yourselves accordingly. Please also check the pastor's letter for any other information. There is also an attachment there about an event this weekend at Georgia and Kansas Avenue, Paul Robeson's 125th birthday, the celebration of art and community in the public square. Once again, that's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and all are welcome to go out and enjoy that part of the community. It has been a wonderful time of sharing. We certainly had a great time on last Sunday. We're grateful to, once again, to Pastor Jonathan Wade and Macedonia Church family for sharing with us. We are grateful for our ushers and all that they do as we look forward to this coming Sunday. It's a Mission Sunday, or Missionary Sunday, and we're grateful for the mission work of First Baptist Church. It continues to do. Reverend Donald Robinson, our very own, will be the preacher for the day. So please make sure that you don't just mark your calendar. Make sure you show up. Make sure you come on. Come online. Come into the church, and we'll be grateful to worship God all together as a community of believers. This is prayer meeting, of course, and what's prayer meeting without believing that God hears our prayers, that God knows what's going on, that God is there for his children? That's what we're reminded about in Psalm 23. As the psalmist says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, for thou art with me." God is with us. So the lines will be open, and please make sure that you give your prayer request unto the Lord. Lines will be open now for 20 seconds.
Betty McKenzie,
the Remington Cox
family, the Pfizer family,
Oh, Lord, our God, we thank you once again for the blessed privilege it is to pray. We thank you, Lord, for there is no other help we know but you. Thank you, God, for giving us the prayer that we even heard about tonight. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever and ever. Thank you, God, that we can come to you. Thank you, Lord, for shielding us from temptation. Thank you, God, for delivering us from evil. Thank you, because you are our Father. You dwell in heaven, and yet you thought it not robbery, or think it not robbery, to take care of us here on this temporal plane. So, God, as we're working our way day by day, even toward eternity, we ask and pray, Lord God, for our family, for our friends here that we know, because there are so many that stand in the need of prayer, from issues overseas to wars abroad to crises in other states and other countries, natural disasters, God, through politics and the government, even through the violence that we see in our communities. We, Lord, know that you are in control, and we commit it all to you, God. We ask and pray for your grace and mercy to give us the strength that we need to go on, God, to remember that even though there's evil all around, that greater are you that's in us than he that's in this world. And so that's why we come tonight. That's why we pray tonight. That's why we believe. That's why we trust in you and your holy power. Thank you, God, for all those that have rendered prayer requests. We lift them up to you now, God. We give them over in faith, believing and trusting that you have not just heard about it, but you are accomplishing it moment by moment, God. We're praying, God, not for our will to be done, but that your will would be done. Thank you, Lord God. Give us the desires of our heart according to your will. That's what we're seeking, that your will be done. And God, give us the patience that we need as you work your will out, from our jobs to our family to our church to the community to the world in which we live, Lord God. We're praying for all of these things, and we're trusting in you. Let your will be done. For we believe in who you are. We believe in your power. So, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for First Baptist Church. There are those, Lord God, who have been on in surgery today. We pray for healing. There are those who are going to the doctor because something is nagging them, and they're worried and fretful. We pray for healing, God, and for peace and comfort to come over them. We pray for those who've lost loved ones, Lord, that you would give them strength, Lord God. Undergird them with your grace as only you can, day by day, as they remember their loved ones. Allow them to remember them with joy, Lord and God, and pray. We pray, God, that tears would even turn into laughter, that sorrow would dissipate as the days go on. We're praying for our church. We pray, God, for our Pastor Emeritus. Thank you so much for Pastor Tucker. Bless him and his family, Lord God. Continue to give him wisdom. Thank you for our music ministry. Thank you, Lord God, for our ushers, for our missionaries, for our nurses, for our deacons, our trustees. Thank you, God, for our pulpit committee. Give them wisdom as only you can to hear your voice. We thank you, Lord, because we trust in you. So we count it all joy, God, as we go through so many temptations. But we know, Lord God, that suffering produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint, because you are our God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Martin, the God of Frank, the God of us. You know us. You know the numbers of hair on our heads. So we trust you with everything. Let us not worry, God, for if we seek you first in your righteousness, all these things will be added unto us. We love you. We magnify you. We adore you. Now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.